Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail I am on July 29 regarding Freddy, F-R-E-D-D-Y, Fuentes, F-U-E-N-T-E-S. Freddy Fuentes is a 20-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 11-16-21, but he was using a meat saw to cut goat meat and his left thumb slipped. Apparently this caused it to be lacerated by the saw. Period, he did go to the emergency room at Elmer Hospital. Period, he understands his final diagnosis to be a tear in the tendon of his left thumb for which he underwent surgery. Period, he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, he was cutting meat and injured the left hand. Period. Treatment records show he was seen on 11-22-21 by Dr. Bajarski. Period. He related he accidentally cut the tip of his left thumb. Period. He had been seen in Spirit emergency room. Period. X-rays revealed a non-displaced intra-articular fracture through the distal aspect of the first proximal phalanx. Period. The wound was cleansed and he was given intravenous ANSEF and oral upon discharge. Period. He was seen and followed up by Dr. Bajarski on this occasion. Period. He cleansed the petitioner's wound and redressed it. But he also recommended orthopedic hand specialist consultation. Period, new paragraph. In that vein, he saw Dr. Sarkos on 11-29-21. Period. He additionally complained of numbness and inability to bend his thumb. Period. Dr. Sarkos noted a 1 centimeter laceration along the dorsum of the left thumb at the level of the IP joint with intact sutures and mild edema. Period. His diagnoses were laceration of extensor muscle at the left thumb as well as left thumb pain. Period. He thought there was EPL involvement and a left thumb proximal phalanx fracture. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph. On 12-7-21, Dr. Sarkis performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up on 2-2-22. Period. He was performing physical therapy and feeling better. Period. He was working with his right upper extremity only. Period. He states he has some pain and discomfort when bending his left thumb. Period. Dr. Sarkos opined he was doing extremely well. Period. They would proceed with formal therapy and he would return to regular duty. Period. He was status post left thumb EPL repair. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was wearing a hooded sweatshirt saying he was going to work after the evaluation. Period, extremities upper, inspection revealed a healed 1-inch scar overlying the left dorsal thumb running from the proximal phalanx to the distal phalanx. Period, there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. Cervical, normal. Impressions on 11-16-21. Freddy Fuentes injured his left thumb while operating a bandsaw. Period, he was seen at the Spear emergency room where his wound was temporized. Period, he saw Dr. Bajarski and was quickly referred for hand specialist consultation by Dr. Sarkos on 11-29-21. period. On 12/7/21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Appeared to get occupational therapy postoperatively. Appeared he was discharged from Dr. Sarkos' care on 2/2/22 with improvement. Appeared in your paragraph of the current examination. Found full range of motion of the left thumb. Appeared there was healed surgical scarring on the dorsal aspect, measuring 1 inch in length. Period. He had intact dexterity and strength. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. The paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left thumb. Period. And underlying this, I need to double check if this actually involves the statutory left hand. Period. I do not believe that is the case. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.